for this retreat, we decided to offer a theme for the week for the talks that we're going to be giving in the afternoons. The theme that we settled on is the five spiritual faculties, which just briefly here are faith or confidence, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. And these faculties, one of my teachers, Tanisaro Bhikkhu, speaks of these as they're qualities of mind that support the development of a skill. And they can be, this is not.
New equipment.
So these qualities of mind that support the development or cultivation of a skill can be useful in any skill, actually. You know, he speaks of it as, you know, if we need to learn how to play the piano, for instance, you know, we need to have some kind of, first of all, we need to have some kind of understanding in what we're going to do. You know, what are the notes about? You know, we need to have some kind of learning that happens before we really sit down to engage. And then we need to have some kind of confidence in our own ability to engage, which is the quality of faith or confidence. And then we need to apply energy to that effort, to that skill, to actually begin to practice. So that's, you know, faith and energy. And then we need to be aware of what we're doing while we're doing it, particularly early on in our practicing of playing the piano. We need to think about, you know, the notes and translate the notes on the page to the notes on the piano. So there's some mindfulness, some awareness that has to come into play when we're cultivating this skill. And then concentration also is useful to the cultivation of a skill, that as we practice the application of our dedicated, focused attention really supports the cultivation and development of this skill. And then the wisdom that develops, so that we learn about this skill, and it supports the development of the understanding of what we're trying to learn. And so really these qualities, these faculties are useful to us in many aspects of our life. And so the question becomes, you know, how do they support us in our spiritual life? And they're called the spiritual faculties. They're called the spiritual faculties. And the way that they are faculties that support us in our practice has very much to do with what we're directing our, how we're aiming our attention, how we're aiming our cultivation of our minds. And so the five spiritual faculties of faith, of energy, of mindfulness, of concentration, and of wisdom, and typically they're explored in that order. And yet we do need to have some sense of what it is that we're doing. So there's some sense of a little bit of wisdom that needs to kind of come into play. How are we aiming? What are we directing our attention at? How are we cultivating these qualities? We're not cultivating these qualities in the abstract. We're not simply cultivating faith. Faith in what? It's not just simply energy we're cultivating. How are we directing our energy? What is it that we need to be mindful of? How does concentration, what kind of concentration supports us? And what is it that we're really trying to see, to learn, to know, to grow in? What is the wisdom we're trying to grow in? So I'd like to explore these five faculties, just kind of a really brief overview tonight. Over the course of the week, we'll go into each of these qualities in more depth. So these qualities are spoken of quite highly in the texts. The Buddha says that these faculties, if they are strong, will lead to a quick understanding, a quick direct understanding. So these are qualities that we cultivate. They're spoken of as qualities to cultivate in our hearts and minds, to develop so that we can understand our minds, our bodies, how we move towards happiness, what we can let go of so that we're not headed in the direction of struggle, of suffering, of stress, of dissatisfaction. And these faculties are also understood, actually, in some of the text that I was reviewing yesterday as I was thinking about this overview. There's a text where the five faculties are actually put forward as a full path of practice. So they can be, we can look at and understand this, what we're doing here, as really cultivating these qualities, and the cultivating of these qualities being how we are walking the path. So faith, confidence, the classic definition or understanding of this is faith or confidence in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And Gil will speak a little bit more about these in a few minutes, about what these mean in a little bit more depth. Really, in a kind of brief way, this confidence or this faith here, and this is, again, this is what is it that we have faith in? It's not just faith in the abstract. We have faith in the Buddha, that the Buddha was found a path, that he found freedom, that he found a way to a deep happiness, and faith in his path, in what he taught, that what he learned, what he discovered, we can practice for ourselves. And faith that there are people that can support us in walking this path. So right from the beginning, the definition or the exploration of this quality of faith includes some amount of wisdom. It includes what is the direction? What is the direction that we're trying to go? So this aspect of wisdom, the fifth faculty, really I find imbues as I look at the definitions or look at the qualities as they're described, the qualities of these faculties as they're described. Aspects of wisdom imbue all of these. So the another aspect of faith is kind of our own confidence and our own ability to engage in these teachings, in this Dharma that the Buddha taught. Without that confidence, that sense of, first of all, the sense of, yes, this makes sense to me. Yes, this seems like something that would be helpful in my life. Not in the abstract, but to really move into engaging with it. So that confidence that we can walk this path is an aspect of faith, an aspect of this first factor, this first faculty. I sometimes think about this, this aspect of the skill of meditation as being basically willing to try You know, kind of, I think of sometimes meditation as running an experiment on my body and mind. And it's like, well, I'm willing to try this experiment. That willingness is a manifestation of confidence, of this quality of faith. With this willingness, with this sense of confidence that this is something, first of all, that would be useful for me to explore this path of practice, to engage in the practices, the tools that the Buddha offered us, the tools of generosity, the tools of ethical conduct, the tools of mental cultivation. That as we have the confidence in that, then we're kind of naturally inclined to engage. We're kind of naturally inclined to run the experiment. And this is directly leading us to the next factor, the next faculty, energy. That one of the texts says that as one has faith in the teachings, energy to engage in those teachings naturally follows. And so this is this kind of way that this is a path for us. It's described as a path because they tend to lead from one to the next. Or they support each other. They build on each other. So energy as a faculty is energy directed towards the practice. Energy directed towards cultivating the wholesome qualities of mind that lead us more towards happiness. Directing that energy towards letting go of qualities of mind that don't support us so much. And so this is the connection, in a sense, between effort and energy. We apply our effort. We have some energy to engage, and we apply that energy to make effort in a wise direction, in a wise way. We cultivate skillful qualities of mind, such as generosity, kindness, happiness, tranquility, calm, concentration. We cultivate those qualities, and we try to let go of qualities contracted, of the contracted mind. We try to let go of qualities that are based in greed, aversion, and delusion. And so again, wisdom is imbuing this factor, this faculty of energy. As we have confidence in what we're doing and engage, very naturally exploring what's helpful for us, what's not so helpful for us. We need to keep in mind the aspect of skillful and unskillful. And this is partly where mindfulness comes in, the next faculty. We develop a kind of a wholesome mindfulness as our energy is directed towards cultivating skillful qualities of mind. So a simple definition of mindfulness is something along the lines of, you know, just a presence of mind, or an awareness, remembering awareness in the present moment, and not forgetting of awareness. It's not necessarily something we do. You know, what does it mean to do mindfulness? Mindfulness is more of a state, in a way. It's a state of presence. And we choose how to attend with that presence of mind. We choose to attend to cultivating our attention in the present moment on our bodies, on our minds, on feelings. We cultivate mindfulness on the foundations of mindfulness, on the body, feelings, mental, the mind, and objects of our experience. Again, this needs to be connected with wisdom. Simply being aware in the present moment isn't really what we're doing here. It's not just simply being aware. It's being aware and having an understanding. What is our direction? What is the direction that we are moving in? How are we cultivating our mindfulness? Wise attention. Wise attention, cultivating the awareness of what is leading us towards happiness. What leads us, an understanding of what leads us towards suffering, what is causing that suffering, and the understanding of how to let go of that. Really, almost, the framework of the Four Noble Truths is described as when we attend in the present moment and understand, this is suffering, this is the cause of suffering, this is the ending of suffering, and this is the way leading to the ending of suffering. Understanding that in the present moment is described as wise attention. So again, bringing wisdom in to how we engage. So energy and mindfulness together supports our ability to be more continuously present as we bring our mindfulness to the present moment with that application of energy. We have more of a continuity of awareness, of mindfulness that comes. And this very continuity of mindfulness is concentration. It is that stability of mind, and this is the fourth aspect of the fourth quality, the fourth faculty, concentration. So faith, energy, mindfulness, as we engage with those three, concentration begins to naturally follow. Concentration is stability of mind. It is a stability that can be present for us, whether or not it's stable on one experience or it's a stability of awareness while there's many things happening. It's a stability of mind that is not kind of bumped out of the present moment because it's reacting to things. It's not reacting to unpleasantness with aversion and pushing away. It's not reacting to pleasantness with wanting to hold on to it and try to figure out how do I keep this. It's a stability of mind that is allowing the flow of experience. A real stability, centeredness. As the mindfulness and concentration come together, as we are mindful more continuously in the present moment, which is the concentrated mind, because we've been directing our attention with this exploration around what is it that leads me into struggle and what is it that leads me into happiness? What are the causes in my experience that make me want to hold on to things or make me want to push away things? We begin to understand that. We begin to see it very directly in our experience. And this wisdom begins to grow. The wisdom, the understanding in our own experience. This is what's happening in my mind that's leading me to head in that direction towards being frustrated or irritated. And we see that. And we begin to see that with the stability of the mindfulness and the concentration, the mind begins to naturally understand how it can move more towards skillful choices. There are times when we can actively choose when we see what's going on, our presence of mind is stable enough that we can see something arising in our minds, something, you know, we're walking, doing walking meditation, and we see somebody walk in to walk right next to us, and we see a kind of contraction. We see that happen. And we may be able to, in that moment, recognize, oh, that's not necessary, maybe I can let that go. But more often what I've found in my own practice is that mostly what I get to do is to be aware of those contractions, to watch, to learn, to understand about them. And that very ability, that very willingness to just watch how our minds move in the direction of struggle, that very willingness gives us some space around the struggle and also helps us to understand more about what our minds are doing. That wisdom grows slowly, that wisdom grows, and we begin to, at times, see that our minds will start to choose different trajectories. We might see our irritation arising in a situation, and in the very seeing of that irritation, the mind notices that irritation, and then the irritation just goes. This is how wisdom works in the mind. It's not something necessarily that we choose to say, I'm going to apply wisdom now. It's more the mindfulness and the concentration together, allowing us to see moment to moment what's happening. The wisdom begins to make the choices. Wisdom itself is a kind of an active quality in our minds. As the wisdom grows, it begins to choose more skillfully. And this wisdom that grows, that develops, begins to kind of feed back, because we gain some confidence. We gain some sense of, well, this is actually useful. We see how our minds are understanding, and how the wisdom is coming into existence, how the wisdom actually informs our actions. This gives us more confidence, which gives us more energy, which gives us more interest in applying mindfulness, which brings more concentration, which then deepens into more wisdom. So really these faculties are supporting, self-supporting. They all support each other. So we'll be exploring these during the week, and I hope you can appreciate how they are a support for our practice and are a path for our practice.